I first got involved with the Iditarod because the company I worked for got a contract to haul a film crew, and I knew nothing about the Iditarod, except I knew it was going to be 60 below zero, and airplanes didn't work very good in that weather. And I really didn't want to go, but this, the first time I flew that airplane and watched a dog team go across a river, I fell in love with it. I'm still involved with the Iditarod because it is really the greatest race in the world, and I'm so lucky and fortunate that the Iditarod lets me be involved with the race, and I can be with it firsthand. One of the most memorable things I won't ever forget about being involved with the Iditarod was flying into Ruby one night when it was 60 below zero, the northern lights were out, and I landed in the river on skis in the dark. What I know for sure about life and the Iditarod is that the Iditarod is such a unique event that as long as there are people that are living and alive that believe in the dream of the Iditarod will continue.